The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Now, before we get into the matchup tonight, I gotta tell you, it's kinda hard for me to get back into the game after that. Just such a beautiful ceremony for retiring number 19 jersey for Joe Thornton. It was such a heartfelt, especially some of the speeches. And I guess one of the highlights is when Doug Murray talked about Jumbo calling him to move a family in a two-bedroom apartment. And he thought it was another player, but it turns out to be a homeless family that Jumbo was helping. And then, of course, there were a lot of moments they talked about some of the other players on the ice and what a great guy Jumbo really is, a great athlete. And such a great family man, and of course, so connected with his fans and community. Now with that, let's get into the matchup today. The San Jose Sharks are back home after a two-game road trip. They lost both of those games on the road. Matter of fact, they only won one of their last five matchup. So tonight, they're looking to turn that around as they take on the Buffalo Sabres. The Buffalo Sabres are currently in the fourth spot with 21 points in Atlantic Division. While the San Jose Sharks are dead last in Pacific Division with just 17 points. Over the last five games, leading the Sharks in goals is Tyler Toffoli, and in points is Granlund with 6 points and 4 assists. So it's going to be an interesting matchup for the Sharks, and let's hope they can turn things around here. Tonight is the first of two matchups against the Buffalo Sabres in this season. With that, let's go to the lineup. So tonight's projected lineup for the Sharks on the top line is William Eklund with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. So we got the Lund line back together. And on the second line is Barclay Goodrow with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. On the third line is Lou Cunning with Alexander Wennberg and Tyler Toffoli. And on the fourth line is Klim Kostin, Ty Dellandrea, and Carl Grundstrom. In the defense tonight is Cody Ceci with Jake Wallman, Mario Ferraro with Timothy Liljegren, and Jack Thompson with Jan Ruta. In the net tonight is Mackenzie Blackwood. Let's go to the fans and see what they think, but I'm pretty sure fans probably want to talk more about the ceremony than the matchup, but we'll see. So, how was it like for you guys?
It was awesome. Yeah, we came from Georgia to see this.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So, when did you guys become San Jose Sharks fans?
Oh, I was born and raised in San Jose. Moved to Georgia 20 years ago and always followed the team. I got her into it, so she's a Sharks fan too now.
And how long you guys are staying here?
A week. We leave on Monday.
Were you guys at the City Hall as well?
We weren't allowed to. We didn't even go to that, but we're here for this.
Could have gone there, actually. I thought it was open to public, wasn't it?
It was, but we just didn't hear in time.
And what was the highlight here? I mean, of course, other than Joe, you know?
I mean, just getting all the autographs from guys I grew up watching, you know, like that I never got the chance to get their autographs. Like, you know, like Rob Davidson, all of those guys, the older guys, like Boiler. Like, so, you know, like I got all their autographs, so I'm happy for that.
So you had any favorite?
My favorite is Couture, but unfortunately he's not playing, but definitely Heatley, probably. Heatley is my number two.
You got an autograph from him?
Yes.
Great.
That's right there.
Well, with Joe Thornton and a bunch of the alumni in the house, the San Jose Sharks came out with a lot of pressure, a lot of excitement tonight here at the Tank. And for the first 10 minutes or so, the Sharks really dominated the play. And right about the halftime of that first period, Fabian Zetterlund forced a turnover in the offensive zone and then had the puck behind the goal line, and he passed it to William Eklund on the left board, half boards there, who passed it to Jake Walman on the blue line. Walman took a hard slap shot on net, which generated a rebound. But in the meantime, Fabian got in front of the net, and he tapped in the rebound and made it 1-0 Sharks.
Owen Power, two assists last night. He's got 15 points on the year. What a blue line Buffalo has. Zetterlund trying to get it to Eklund just off the toe of his stick. Now back for Zetterlund. And Eklund again. Up top wall to the one-timer block. Rebound! Score! Fabian Zetterlund! 1-0 Sharks!
But just a minute later, there was a 2-on-1 breakaway the other way, and Peyton Krebs had the puck on the left side. He went into that left circle and just ripped a wrister that rang off the top bar into the net and tied the game at 1.
Trending to more than that. Chance for Byram, and a good pad save by Mackenzie Blackwood. Ferraro over to Lundgren. Get it ahead for Will Smith, but the Sabres get it right back. Now Peyton Krebs in, shoots and scores. What a shot by Krebs as he goes off the post and in, and the Sabres tie it right back up.
Well, right from the puck drop in the second period, the Sharks went to work, and just about 4 minutes into that period, Lou Cunning took a faceoff in the offensive zone on the right circle. He sort of won the faceoff. Puck went to the right boards, and Wennberg pushed it back behind the goal line to Toffoli. He made a quick pass to front of the net, and in the meantime, Lou Cunning went right to the front of the net, took the pass on his backhand, slid like 3 feet, and just put it in the net on the far side and gave the Sharks lead back 2-1 Sharks. Now that's how the second period ended, and the Sharks outshot the Sabres 28-22.
Toffoli out with Wennberg and Cunnan as the Sharks get a chance here. Cunnan scores! Right off the faceoff, Luke Cunnan makes it 2-1.
Well, the Sharks headed into the third period on a 2-1 lead. It seemed like everything was going right for the Sharks, but something didn't click in the third period. Just over 2 minutes into that period, Sharks lost a faceoff in their zone in that left circle. And after some back and forth, Sharks did have an opportunity to clear the puck, but missed. And eventually, Cousins took a hard slap shot from near the blue line that found its way to the back of Sharks' net through some screen in front of Blackwood.
6 shots on goal. Darlene, that one hit a body in front of Blackwood.
Right now, it is Buffalo. They are coming out on their toes, and the Sharks are being pressured, and they're turning pucks over.
Byram again delivers to Darlene. Here's Cousins, and he scores. And Dylan Cousins ties the game 2-2.
Well, the first shot on goal from the Sharks came in the third period after half of that period. And with that game tied at 2 with that last goal, just 3 minutes after that, Sharks had a power play. But on the power play, a pass on the blue line got picked up by Tuch, and he just skated in that right circle and ripped a wrister to the net, which made it 3-2 Sabres.
Toffoli in the slot. Celebrini off his foot. Turns away from Power. Celebrini stops. Power gets a stick in. So too does McLeod for Buffalo. And here come the Sabres shorthanded. Alex Tuch scores! A huge turn in this game for Buffalo.
Well, that goal really deflated the Sharks for a while, and that pass that was picked up was from Granlund to Liljegren on the blue line. Liljegren, I believe, was minus three today. It was a tough night for him and Mario Ferraro. Now, after a few minutes after that, after the halfway mark, Sharks started to pick up some steam, started to put a little more pressure, and had plenty of opportunities to tie the game, but it just didn't happen. And in the final minutes of the game, with the goalie out of the net, Sabres scored an empty netter goal, and that's when Macklin Celebrini broke his stick on the pipes.
Dozen seconds left. Sharks need to get the puck and get it to the net. Here's Celebrini. Eklund scoops it toward the goal. It's cleared down by Buffalo. Off the boards toward the empty net and in. It'll count. Toward the goal. It's cleared down by Buffalo. Off the boards toward the empty net and in. It'll count.
Final score tonight, 4-2 Buffalo Sabres. Now here's Barclay Goodrow talking about that third period. So it seemed like you guys had a pretty good hold until that third period.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we were playing well in the first two periods. Obviously, you know, give one up, then give up the shorty. It's tough.
What happened in that third period?
I don't know if we, took our foot off the gas pedal or what it was, but obviously, you know, up a goal going in the third, we gotta find a way to get a better result.
Could you chalk this up to maybe being a young team, you know, still kind of learning how to win on a consistent basis in the NHL?
I mean, we're a quarter of the way through the year now, and I think, you know, we've been in this situation a lot that, you know, I think we all know kind of what it takes, and we just got to find a way to get the job done.
Knowing Jumbo like you do, just can you talk about the ceremony and your reaction to it?
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome to see all the videos. I thought his speech was amazing. Obviously, you can see the amount of guys that he's had an impact on. Not only, you know, on the ice, but off the ice. Personally, he was, you know, great for me. Big impact on my career and just teaching me, you know, what it takes to stick around at this level. And it was just overall great ceremony. It would have been, you know, even better to get the win tonight for him.
Did you feel like maybe there was a little bit of, you guys really wanted to win maybe for him, and maybe there was a little bit of pressing in the third period?
I don't think so.
Is there anything specific he told you or maybe taught you over the years that you still carry with you to this day?
Yeah, I think, you know, just little lessons. I think I think he was a guy that would just appreciate, you know, kind of how lucky we are to be able to do what we love for a living, and, you know, we get to, you know, play hockey, have fun, be around our teammates every day, and you know, he never took that for granted, and it's something that, you know, he didn't have to teach anyone, but you could, you know, just learn from him that, you know, we truly do have the best job, and it's, you know, maybe easy to get down some days, and but, you know, he always came to the rink with the best attitude and just ready to work and just ready to work hard and get better, and you know, even at you know, his later stages, he was still doing that. So he was a great guy to learn from.
Couple more.
Knowing Jumbo, what do you think he would have thought of Fabian's beard celebration there?
He would have loved it. Yeah, Jumbo had some great sellies over the years, and I think he would have loved it.
Well, Sharks were 0-5 on power play today, and of course they also gave up that shorthanded goal, which at the time was the go-ahead goal for the Buffalo Sabres. Here's Fabian Zetterlin talking about what wasn't clicking on the power play. So Fabian, what wasn't clicking on the power play tonight?
I think we were overthinking a little bit. Didn't use the whole zone out there, and some nights it's not there.
Obviously, a lot of emotions before the game and throughout. Your goal pointed right to the banner, did the celebration. Just from the celebration and then to do that, what did that mean just for a team, just to lift them up that early?
What did that mean for the group?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously nice, you know, and the ceremony and everything before, you know, it's awesome to see. And he had a fantastic career, you know, and leader and everything, and a great human being, you know. And didn't get the win for him. It's kind of sad.
Did you feel like you guys maybe were pressing a little bit there in the third period, really trying to get that win for him?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we always want to win, you know. But yeah, it's frustrating when we can't do it.
David, is this group still learning how to play a 60 minutes right now?
Yeah, I mean, couple mistakes out there we can't do. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's hockey, and we have to play, you know. So we're gonna learn how to play a full 60. Yeah.
You said to Drew Amenda that your beer celebration, that someone from your line was going to do it. Whose idea was it?
I think it was mine. You have a big beard, so yeah. I can't grow that long yet, so wait a year or two.
I don't know if you heard, I asked Barkley what Jumbo would have thought of it, and he said that Jumbo would have loved it. So was that part of it? You know, Jumbo was such a fun, big-spirited guy, so just in the spirit of Jumbo to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's his day, you know, and it was for him. So, yeah, unfortunately, we couldn't get the win. So, yeah.
What do you guys feel like you guys did well in tonight's game?
Great start, and I mean, a couple good plays out there, but we're just gonna keep working, you know, and get better. And it's a new day tomorrow, and yeah.
You didn't get to play with Jumbo, but I know he's around the rink a lot. So what's he meant for you, your career personally?
I mean, I actually played my first NHL game against him in Florida. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, he's around, and he's just big. And when he's in the room, he likes to joke around and laugh and work out and everything, you know. So yeah, it's great to have him around, and he's a funny guy.
After the speech, and you guys come back into the room, what's the atmosphere like in there? I'm sure everybody's fired up at that point, ready to go, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a night we all kind of remember, you know, and it's his day, and I mean, the party's still going, I guess, and it's not fun when we not win, but yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, it was an extra tough night for Macklin Celebrini. He was -3. And of course, he stays with Joe, and with all the festivities going on, he probably had a little extra pressure. And that's why that frustration at the end. So Macklin, you broke the stick there at the end, and it was a little extra frustrating there for you.
Yeah, I mean, we lost, so you're never happy.
Is this team still kind of learning how to win? Obviously, young team, you guys are pressing harder in most games, but is there still kind of that, you know, still trying to figure out what kind of gets you guys over the edge at end of games here?
With the group we have, you're never going to be perfect, and you're always going to be learning how to do some things, especially as we get later into the season. But, I mean, we've done it before, and, I think we know kind of what to do, and I just need to execute.
Given your connection with Joe, I mean, how special was it for you to watch the ceremony today and all this stuff going on this weekend?
That was really, really special. You could tell how emotional he was and his family was, and everyone involved. And I've only known him for a couple months, but it's emotional for me too, like watching that, seeing how much it meant to him and his family, and obviously how others and his teammates spoke about him, and the praise that they gave him. I mean, it fits everything I know about him, and everything I've learned about him.
Does it kind of show also the kind of specialness the Sharks fans have with players like Joe and like Petty Marlowe?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was pretty special how many people came out to support him, and I think that just shows how important he was to the fan base and to this franchise, and the impact he made on those people's lives.
Even with that, like, you've known him for a couple months, but when you see Sidney Crosby and all these players, not only the impact he had on this franchise, but the impact he's had on the game, do you still get amazed a little bit by, you know, learning just how much place he had in hockey history?
I mean, honestly, not really, because you know the kind of player he was, you know the career he had, and all of his accomplishments and everything he's done for the game. And you also know the kind of person he is. He's one of a kind, as everyone said out there. You won't find anyone like him. The way he cares about every single person makes you feel welcome, and no matter who you are, he treats you like his peer. And I mean, those are the experiences I've had on him, and it doesn't surprise me that everyone else is kind of recognize that. And I mean, that's what everyone, all those amazing people and players have said about him when they got to know him.
How about the Grimmer's homework? How's that going?
I don't even know where he's at in math right now. We were on the road for a little bit, but I tried to help as best I could.
For yourself tonight, did you feel like it was one of those nights where the goalie got the best of you, or you maybe missed some?
Yeah, I missed some big opportunities that could have changed the momentum for our group, and I need to be better. I need to put those in when I get them, and I mean, you're not going to get those every game, and some of the looks I had, I gotta capitalize on them.
Frustrating not to convert on the power play, not just you, but everybody, I guess, right now.
Yeah. Goes back to the question. I mean, we're still figuring things out. We're still building towards where we want to go. It's frustrating when I mean, a power play is so crucial in this league to score goals, because it's so hard 5-on-5, and I mean, when it's not going, it's hard to score goals.
To be part of a night tonight, jersey going to the rafters, you know, Jumbo, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame too. Are your goals like that high too? Go to the, you know, those are your goals too, Hall of Fame, rafters, jersey in the rafters, all that.
I mean, isn't that every kid's watching? I mean, especially watching that, I bet if you asked every kid in the stands today, that's, if they played hockey and they loved it, that's where they would want to be at the end of it. And I mean, there's a reason why it's so special. It's incredibly hard to do, and I mean, the way he did it was incredible. The amount of games he played, I mean, his highlights and stuff that they're showing is so I mean, it's I mean, yeah, like dream one day.
Well, if I could summarize the game today, that 10 minutes in the first period basically what led to the Sharks' loss. They didn't have a shot on goal in that 10 minutes. They gave up a tying goal. They had a chance to clear the puck, but they didn't. And then they gave up a shorthanded goal where they could have tied the game on that power play. So here's Coach talking about that. And also one player that stood out to me today was Luke Hunting. He had an extra jump. He had a fight today, and he even had a goal today. And his goal, he won the faceoff and then scored a goal right after that. So here's Coach talking about all that.
Lost, given I know it's not just any other game when you have, you know, Joe Thornton getting his jersey retired.
Yeah, we tried. It's disappointing, right? You wish you could find a way to win that one with Jumbo. A big night for the organization, so it's frustrating.
It seemed like you guys got a lot of, I don't know, energy from everything at the beginning of the game, maybe from the ceremony. Did you feel like maybe in the third period that maybe there was also some pressing too, but you guys really wanted to equalize things? You guys didn't want to, you know, let the game slip out of your hands or Jumbo in a way.
Yeah, I don't know if we were pressing. I think we just kind of didn't, we got away from what we were doing in the first and second period for the first 10 minutes of that third period, and there's two goals in the back of our net. So we got to learn from it and continue to figure this recipe to win hockey games in this league is to play 60 minutes, and we're not there for 60 yet.
What happened in that beginning of the third period?
Yeah, we had some puck play issues. We have pucks on our stick in the defensive zone, and we don't get pucks out, we don't make a play, and next thing you know, it's in the back of our net, and then obviously they score the shorthanded goal.
What can you say? You know, the team looked good for those first two periods. That puck play was good. I mean, you guys were dominating the shot counter. Is that the type of hockey you want to see from a Shark from a 60-minute game here?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we did some really good things in the second period. Look, we had some chances to score goals and really open that game open, and we just don't put it in the back of the net. So that's the frustrating part a little bit. But, yeah, we did some really good things in the second period. Got to the inside of the ice more, played a little bit faster in the neutral zone, which is something we've talked about here as of late. Got to continue to work on the other side of the the puck.
Backlund's shown a lot of frustration recently. Obviously, he's getting the chances, but he's not converting. Is this a case where maybe young players maybe not getting too low on himself, but also not too high? Just kind of find that, you know, move on, like not being too hard on himself type situation.
Yeah, I mean, he's a competitor. He wants to win. He wants to do well. I'm not going to ever take that away from him. It's an emotional sport. I get emotional. We all get emotional. That's why we do what we do. That's why we love what we do. So I have no problem with his competitive nature. He wants to obviously score and do it and help us as a hockey team win. And sometimes when it doesn't happen, you get frustrated. That's life.
What was not working on the power play tonight?
I actually thought we had some really good. We had 10 scoring chances on the power play. Obviously, the shorthanded goal really stings and burns, and is a kick in the gut, really. But had some really good opportunities in the power play. I think it's starting to come. You know, I think we've gotten some better looks at it. They're starting to see a little bit more chemistry. There's still a ways to go, but I thought it's been better the last couple of games.
So Ryan, did you feel the momentum change during the second intermission, or did it just surprise you when the third period started?
They're saying the right things. Our guys had good energy in the room. We just stopped playing for the first 10 minutes. We got to figure it out.
I know you have a coach, Joe, but he's around all the time. What have you learned from Joe Thornton?
Yeah, just the type of player he was, the person he is, the leader he is. I mean, he's at the rink almost every single day, and he's retired, so we see a lot of him. What I will say is, what I see with the alumni, the guys that have came back, is how much they care for each other, and that's what we're trying to do in there. The care of Joe Pavelski's, the Douglas Murray's, the Patty Marlowe's, that group of players, they cared about each other. And that's what we need here. And this next generation that's coming is we need to care about each other. And that's why that team and those teams that Jumbles were on had so much success. That's what I took from these last 2 days and watching the interactions with Jumbo and his teammates. I thought that was truly really, really impressive.
Whose idea was it for the quarter zips?
We just, as a coach, just kind of decide.
How emotional was that for you, just watching that and hearing the stories about Joe and...
It's just the type of person he is, right? And the organization, what he's done for this organization, for this community, the things he's done that probably people don't even know about, that's who he is, right? And the more he feeds off into that group in there, the better we're going to be in the long run. So emotional, again, talking about his family, and these players go through a lot, and there's a lot that goes into their careers and their craft, and you reflect, and I'm sure Jumbo reflected a lot this last week. So it's nice to see and see all the people that have played with them and coached them, and with trainers and equipment guys, whoever it might be. He's impacted a lot of people.
Is there that connection between your locker room caring for each other and then playing for each other too? Maybe an extra block shot and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think we're getting there. It doesn't happen overnight. Those guys played together for a long time. We got a lot of new players that are new to this organization that haven't been here. There's a new coaching staff. There's a lot of newness. And just like when Jumbo came in, there was an evolve to that group, and pieces were added and whatnot. But I think we've made strides. You can see we have a close group. I think we've made strides. But again, to have that level of success, there is a deep care that comes with that, and we're not there yet.
And specifically with Macklin, because he lives with Jumbo, what do you think Macklin can maybe learn from Jumbo, or something that can rub off from Jumbo to Macklin?
I think the way he was as a leader. Obviously, Macklin's got a God-given leadership qualities that he'll be a really good leader, when the time is right. But just the way, no days off, like Jumbo said, he worked. He worked on his craft. He worked on his body. He worked on his mental game. All the things that go into being a really, really good, one of the best of all time. The greats do something a little bit different. The Tom Brady's, the Tiger Woods, the Joe Thorntons, they're driven by something that's inside themselves.
What do you thought of Luke Cunningham's game tonight?
I thought he was good. I thought he's been good the last 2 games. He's skating, he's getting to the inside of the ice, cares deeply about trying to help our team win hockey games, so can't say enough good things about Cunning.
Well, with all that excitement here at the tank tonight, that was a tough loss for the Sharks and for the fans. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in shots 33-31, in hits 45-20, and in takeaways 12-5, while the Buffalo Sabres led in faceoff circle 65%-35%, block shots 16-13, and giveaways 25-15. And now for the three stars of the game. The number one star tonight is from the Buffalo Sabres, and that's their goalie, James Reimer, who made 31 saves, and he was .939 save percentage. The second star, also from the Sabres, is Bowen Byron, who had two assists, and he was +2 tonight. And the third star is from the San Jose Sharks, and that's Tyler Toffoli with one assist and 18 minutes and 32 seconds time on ice. Well, we will see you again on Monday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Los Angeles Kings right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching. And for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.